Hey, what's up? This is Jason Tucker. I can be found over at jasontucker.us. And, last night my car wouldn't start. Once I got from the train station to my car, tried to start it, just wouldn't start. I've been having some starting issues for the last couple days, and I had a sneaky suspicion it was the battery. I was hoping it wasn't the starter. I was hoping my alternator wasn't going bad. Very well could be the alternator's not charging properly, but charging the battery properly. But I went to go start it and it wouldn't start. So the guy that was next to me, parked next to me, actually came from the train that I was on. And I popped my hood and I was looking around and the guy started walking up towards me and I'm like, "Hey, do you mind if you jump start my car?" And it's like, "Oh, I don't know, my battery's really small." And I was like, "Well, I mean, it can't be that bad." So popped the hood, and I think he had like a new Camry or something. And we popped the hood, and sure enough, his battery is teeny tiny. It was actually half the size of my battery. And he's like, "Well, we could try it." And I was like, "Oh, okay, well." So I got my jumper cables out, and his car jump-started my car, even though he had the little wussy battery, but it worked. So that made me happy. Saved me a call to AAA and having to go through all of that. So got home, and wife and I and kid drove over to Costco to go buy a new battery. We've been meaning to re-up our Costco membership, So we re-upped that, went and bought the battery, and I told the guy, make a model of my car and all that stuff, and he goes and picks out the battery. And I didn't really look at it. Kind of gave away what happens next, but I get the battery, I take it home, I go to hook it up, and I try to start the car, and it won't start. And I'm like, "Oh, man." So I go and look, and sure enough, like, one of the poles is too small, or rather post is too small. But what, so I went over to, Cragen O'Reilly to go, pick up a new battery, terminal thing. And the guy's like, "Oh, well, you just buy a shim." And I was like, "Oh, shim, that would work great." So they sell these shims that you can stick on there and it makes it, work, you know, makes it actually get a solid connection. Oh. So, I ended up, getting a new one of those, a new little shim thing, and a couple other things for it, anti-corrosion and all that crap. I get home, try to hook it up, car still won't start. Man, what's wrong here? And mind you, I'm doing this, it's like, you know, 8 o'clock at night. I can't see very well. And then I finally look at the battery, and sure enough, the negative post is connected to my positive terminal, and I'm like, "Great, I got a wrong polarity battery." So I'm hoping my car still works. So this morning, I went over to Costco. I'm just coming back from there right now. And went in there and told the guys, like, "You guys sold me the wrong battery." And he's like, "There's no way. The books, you know, you told us information." And I, you know, I put it into the, you know, I went and got the information out of the book and got you the correct battery. So I took a picture of the battery and the picture, you know, of the car with the battery. And I go, "Look, man, this isn't right." And he's like, "Oh, man, that's weird." And I drive a 96 Honda Accord. So he looks in the book and he's like, "Yeah, you know what? None of these, except for the newer models, have the reversed polarity." And so I'm like, "Well, this is just odd." I was like, "Well, can you sell me one? Because that's the way my car's set up, and I don't care what the book says." And he's like, "All right, that's fine." So, that's where I'm at now. So now I'm going to go plug in my battery, and hopefully it starts working, and then I'll be a happy camper. So, anyhow, I thought I'd just share that. It's just funny. So, moral of the story, who cares what the book says? Make sure you're buying the correct thing for whatever it is you're buying. Alrighty, well, this is Jason Tucker, and I'll talk at you later. I can be found over at Twitter, Jason Tucker on Twitter. Bye.